If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. I am looking for other survivors to join my Survivors Network. I have a bunker on the west coast of the United States. I have access to supplies, and I honestly need to see other people. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, I will listen on this frequency for your response. I repeat, I am looking for other survivors. I'm sorry for the lack of broadcasts recently. It's very dangerous for me to leave the bunker on my own, and I had to get gas for the generator. But I'll make sure to be more consistent since I know you all rely on me. For those of you that have caught other broadcasts of mine, you know that I have had a husband named Art. He was my partner in all things, and even in the apocalypse, he was always there for me and with me. A few weeks ago, or maybe months ago, he went missing. I've come to accept that he's not returning. Acceptance, for me, is a very important final step so that I can move on. I have heard a lot of new information lately that I have to process. I'll admit that it isn't easy to be doing that while also processing Art's disappearance, but I'm trying anyway. Without having access to information from others, I have to try to trust what I've been told, or decipher what I can trust from what I've been told. If there really are entire other countries out there completely unaffected by this whole thing, it's my goal to get there. And to make up for my past, I'm going to do everything I can to bring as many of you as possible with me. I understand many of you may not like me. I don't understand why, specifically, but I can't please everyone. Regardless, this is about self-preservation. You have to reach out to me so that I know you're there and that you need help, and then we'll get the hell out of this horrible country, and you never have to see me again. In fact, I hope we never see each other again. That came out more harshly than I intended, but you get the sentiment. Basically, one of the things I've learned about myself while processing this whole my husband ghosting me and maybe becoming a ghost himself situation is that I do need people in my life. I always thought I was so independent, and I suppose I am. I was okay to be alone at first, other than the constant worry for Art, and spending large amounts of time by myself will always be how I recharge. But I do need a connection, other people. Or maybe one day a partner would be nice. I know I've reached acceptance because until then, I am completely content to acknowledge and accept that Art is gone and I am entirely 100% alone.
Honey, I'm home.
Art? Art, oh my god, I can't believe it's really... Wait, who the hell are you?
It's me, Art. The lovable sidekick to you, my lovely wife, Zoe.
It's Zoe.
Yes, of course, I know that. It's a term of endearment, my little Zoe Schmoeykins.
Okay, you need to stop immediately and leave.
You're so funny and cute. Come here and give me a kiss.
I will literally stab you in the eye. Get out of my bunker.
Whoa there, she's a feisty one.
You're disgusting.
I see what this is about. I know what's bothering you.
You're impersonating my dead husband?
Wow, that's cold, baby. I'm dead to you just because I leave for a little while? I'm not gonna lie. That's making you seem a little clingy.
What? No, you are not Art. You look and sound nothing like him. I don't know who you are, but the thing is... Get your finger away from my face and do not touch me again. I'm warning you.
I didn't think it would come to this. But I have to tell you, Zoe, you're really not acting like yourself here. I think all this time alone may have you overcome with the touch of the crazies.
Maybe you have a touch of the crazies. I know my own husband when I see him.
Clearly not. Now, from what I can tell, you genuinely don't believe it's me. Art, the guy you married forever ago. I can assure you, I am him. He is me. I know I look and sound a lot more awesome than I used to. It's just I've been gone long enough that you really miss me and forget what I looked like. You probably created some boring, dorky version of myself in your pretty little head so that you would miss me a little less when you thought I was dead. That's all over now. You don't have to worry anymore. Art is back to take care of you. You never have to be alone again.
Okay, fine. If you're art, tell me something only he would know. Tell me a fact about real estate.
Pfft, no problem. That's easy. Now, a lot of people think a Remainder Man is a made-up superhero.
Who thinks that?
People who don't know about real estate. But let me tell you, it actually pertains to property law and means the individual who will inherit property sometime in the future after the original person to whom a life estate belonged dies. Hence, the Remainder Man.
I have no idea if that's true or not, but it sounds exactly stupid enough to be true. So, let's assume you are Art, then. Art, where have you been?
I went to get milk.
That makes no sense. We aren't near any farms, and anything in the stores would be long expired by now. It's the apocalypse. There is no milk.
What do you think took me so long?
You don't even like milk.
But you do. I want to get it for you. I can't help that I'm a hopeless romantic.
Uh-huh.
You don't sound convinced. Not that it's my job to convince you or anything, but what can I do to convince you? I know what we need. Let's do the show, and then you'll see. We can really connect, just like we used to.
Well, as art, you would know that weekly it's your job to get the...
The cookies.
No, the
spoons?
Sponsors!
Sponsors! Yes, I knew that.
Great! So you got them.
Got what?
The sponsor.
What do I look like, a moron? Of course I got the sponsors.
Now seems like a good time for the ad break. Do you want me to count you in?
Babe, please. I haven't had time to write an advertisement. I've been out sick on vacation.
I thought you went to get milk.
See this? This is exactly what I had to leave. You're such a nag sometimes.
There's that hopeless romantic I fell in love with.
Just get off my back, okay? Do you want me to leave again?
Yes, please.
Fine. I'll write one next week. This week, I'll just answer the listener mail. That's perfect. I can do that. I'm the best at that.
Well, I haven't picked any out.
Whoa there. Look who's not doing their job.
Sorry if I've been busy taking out the trash and clearing out the zombie pits and grieving the death of my husband, but I've been a little too busy to pick out the freaking listener mail.
Hey, don't talk like that. I'm not even mad at you, Zoe.
Zoe,
I forgive you. I know you need a man around the house to take care of you and your feminine needs.
Never say that sentence to me again.
Hey, you got it. I understand why you're being a little frigid towards me, but I am a big, strong man, and I can handle it. You'll warm right back up to me soon enough. It's okay if you don't want to do the whole husband and wife thing for a while, but the least you could do is let me protect you.
Really? Look, I don't need anyone's protection. But I am not too stubborn to accept your help.
Great! Now that's what I'm talking about. I'll dig us lots of pits, which I'm really obsessed about for some reason. I'll definitely take out the trash like once a month. I'll carry back loads and loads of supplies that you couldn't possibly lift on your own. You never even have to leave the safety of the bunker if you don't want to.
I have not left the bunker for more than like 10 minutes in weeks. I would really like to leave the bunker.
You got it. Anything for you. You know what, though? I'd be a super terrible husband if I didn't do everything in my power to make sure nothing happens to you. I know you said you could protect yourself, and I totally agree and respect your feminismity or whatever. And out of respect for that, I think the best we could do is make sure you're armed to the teeth before you go out there. So, if you do me a big favor and remind me where we keep the stockpile of guns, I'll go fetch them and be right back here.
The guns? Oh, I see. This is what the charade is all about. You want the guns.
Babe, no. Don't get the wrong idea. I didn't marry you all those years ago just for your guns. That would be a really long setup just to get some weapons. I just think they would be really helpful right now.
Sure. I agree completely.
You do? I mean, of course you do. That's why Brian has the best ideas. Everyone's always saying it.
Who's Brian?
Nothing. Anyway, just point me in the right direction. I'll go grab us some weapons, and I'll be back before you even miss me.
You'll have a very long time, then.
Yeah, totally. Wait, what?
Nothing. What you're saying is, you're gonna go get a lot of guns and bring it all back to me, and then we'll be nice and protected.
I think I was pretty clear about that, but yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Just tell me where they are.
I have no idea.
Come on, this again? I already told you. I'm definitely your husband. Art, I can't believe you're doubting me. It's really starting to hurt.
It's not that. I just don't know where Art, where you put them.
What?
Yeah, for my safety. You said it'd be best if I didn't know where they were. I always secretly believed it's because you thought I would tell everyone, but I didn't. Not even Austin or Palmer. Though I do still feel bad about what I told them.
Oh yeah, that's the guy you sent.
What, Art? Where did I send Austin?
Nothing. Look, so you don't know where the guns are. Would Art, would I, have left myself any clues? You know, I've been out for a long time. It makes sense that I would forget where I stored all of our weapons. So like a little hint would be great. And if I was really as smart as I said I was, I would have left one for myself. Where did I spend most of my time?
Digging zombie pits.
Aside from that.
Attempting to appraise the local real estate.
Besides that.
Out searching for the horrible human being or beings that were attempting to manipulate the whole apocalypse situation to gain something for themselves?
No, I mean here, in this bunker. Where do you spend most of his time? Was it over there near our bed? I see a lot of notes and stuff on that little table.
Our bed? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Nope. Not our bed. That's my bed.
I don't see another bed in here. Where do I sleep?
Outside.
What?
Yeah. You've always insisted on it. You said that as the man of the house, it was your job to make sure that the woman was safe at all times. And that meant sacrificing your own safety just to make sure no one ever got anywhere near me.
That just sounds really stupid.
Oh, I know. And believe me, I'm tired of this argument, but there's no convincing you otherwise.
Maybe I could be convinced now.
No, I couldn't do that to you. I know it sounds like a really bad idea to sleep outside, but I respect that you're just so masculine, you know? And you do have a good point. What would I, a helpless woman, do without you protecting me from the harsh world? Why, I faint at the very sight of blood. No, your gentlemanly instincts are dead on here, and I think it's best that we stick to the plan.
Well, fine. Whatever. But I'm going to take that big blanket.
Unfortunately, you can't really take that one outside. It's an inside blanket.
Well, then, I want that pillow. The big one.
Yeah, well, that's my pillow. I mean, you were always so ready before to go out and tough it without these luxuries, but you probably need a good night's rest after your journey. I'll tell you what, I can give you a pillowcase, and you can fill it up with some nice leaves and whatnot.
Fine. I guess I have to stay here a few nights before I figure everything out. I'll take the pillowcase now.
I feel like we should probably wrap up the broadcast and then I'll get you your pillowcase.
We're still broadcasting?
You've been speaking directly into the microphone this whole time. Yes, we're still broadcasting. But let's just end this torture here, shall we? Thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with definitely the real Art and Zoe. If you ever need advice on how to get rid of an unwanted house guest without them suspecting a thing, email me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe @gmail.com. Don't forget to take our latest poll at the community center. Do you prefer hard shell or soft shell tacos? I can't wait for those riveting results. That's your part, Art.
Oh, yeah. I would vote for soft shell tacos, but then I have some tortilla chips on the side to scoop up whatever falls out, you know, and just kind of...
No, I mean your sign-off message. Clearly you need your memory jogged. This is a message for other survivors. I will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. For the love of God, please send someone to help me. Reach out and let me know you're there. You are not alone. You're supposed to say that with me.
Why?
You always have. In fact, only you used to say it. Then I would just say it with you.
Well, I'm a changed man, Zoe. I can't be sticking to the scripts of your strict society. I've always been a disruptor, and I'm not afraid to hide it anymore. So get used to it. This broadcast is over. Over.